local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it is our number three, Pensacola Right Now, a pre-Thanksgiving edition of the program on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Traffic a little bit lighter today, of course, with the day before Thanksgiving. We did have some big problems earlier in Santa Rosa County, but in the 6 o'clock hour, things are looking very good as people are, you know, probably at their destination at this point or, you know, close to it to celebrate the holidays. But thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. A couple of big stories here. We'll start with our top three stories. We start in Niagara Falls, where all four U.S.-Canada border crossings near Buffalo and Niagara Falls are closed following a car explosion. The FBI investigating it as an act of terror. It happened near the customs office at the Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls on the Canada side.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
And that is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Two people inside the car confirmed dead. Eyewitnesses say the car sped directly into an inspection booth. Israel and Hamas agreeing to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let in aid. The deal would see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Not everybody terribly thrilled with the deal, including Senator Ted Cruz.
Giving Hamas several days to rebuild is going to make Hamas more dangerous.
The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, as you heard, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10 hostages were freed each day after that. Also today, the U.S. launched retaliatory strikes in Iraq against Iran-backed militants. U.S. Central Command says that a round of airstrikes were launched early today against two facilities backed by Iran that were involved in attacks against U.S. forces stationed in Iraq. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. We are looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. And as Joe kind of hinted at earlier, we were dealing with some stuff pretty deep in Santa Rosa County, but that has long since died down. And right now, it must be that pre-Thanksgiving just vanishing people out of town. Yeah, they're just
they left town this morning or yesterday, and they've already arrived.
We've got relatively smooth sailing roads, which I'm very happy to report on. So yeah, we're not seeing much congestion in Pensacola or the surrounding areas as of late.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, overnight tonight it'll be 43 and 56 degrees currently, so cool, crisp evening in store. Tomorrow's high is right around 60 degrees for your Thanksgiving. Taking a look at local headlines today, the man who allegedly shot and killed his wife just 2 days before Thanksgiving remains on the loose. Escambia deputies continue searching for 36-year-old Daryl Walker, who is considered armed and dangerous. Investigators say he killed his wife at around 5:30 this morning.
It breaks my heart that it happens any time of year, but this one in particular, from now on, this woman's family is always going to associate Thanksgiving with her death, and that breaks my heart for her family, and it breaks my heart for all of those that are involved in the situation.
Yeah, Tracy Hodson with Favor House of Northwest Florida tells Channel 3 that in the last year, there have been 10 domestic violence-related homicides, 7 of them involving firearms. Walker reportedly fled in a black 2020 Hyundai Veloster with a Florida tag BG10PN. If you have any information on his whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. New details released this week about This past summer's altercation in Cantonment that led to the fatal Pensacola police officer-involved shooting. It was reported last week the officer involved had been cleared of any wrongdoing. Back on June 28th, Charles Vincent Todd was shot and killed by a PPD officer that was at his home investigating a hit-and-run accident that happened earlier that day. According to the PNJ, State Attorney Ginger Madden sent a letter to PPD Chief Eric Randall confirming that the officer was justified in the use of deadly force, saying that not only was Todd able to get the officer's taser and pointed at his face, but was reaching for his firearm during a physical struggle as well. Madden wrote, quote, upon a verbal notice of detention and arrest, Mr. Todd stated that he would not be arrested. Also here in local headlines, they've got it down to a science. The Miracle League of Pensacola spending much of today frying around 300 turkeys ahead of tomorrow's Thanksgiving holiday. President Larry Thompson says it's one of their largest annual fundraisers.
We have a girl named Brooklyn who play in her first year who has blind and has autism. And yet she knows to hit the ball, go to first base, and stop. And, you know, we couldn't do what we do without the fundraisers.
And all of the proceeds go towards making sure that all kids, regardless of their limitations, get a chance to be on the field. NAS Pensacola says the West Gate and Corey Station's Gate 7 will be closed tomorrow. And as for Friday and Saturday, the West Gate will be open from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and then 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. NAS Pensacola's main gate, of course, is open for DOD cardholders only. 619, that'll do it for local headlines. We'll take a break. State and national news when we return. Pensacola right now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Kick off the holiday season with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take the tree of your dreams home for the holidays. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers and community groups, will be on display November 24th through 26th at the Museum of Commerce downtown. Each tree and wreath will be up for online auction bidding or purchase in support of WSRE PBS. For the Festival of Trees hours and all of the details, visit wsre.org/events.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield. Caught. Touchdown. FSU.
Rolling to his left. They're going to throw. End zone. Picked off.
Game over.
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long. Right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation about what had happened last week at the town hall with Tenia Day Broughton, D.C. Reeves for District 5. Lots of very interesting comments. Some were very angry. Some were just informative, like the stuff that Coach Benny Washington is doing is amazing stuff. Of course, we also talked with Mayor Reeves this morning at 7:35. And what's your least favorite Thanksgiving side dish for our frivolous topic? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now from 4 till 7, right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 6:23, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin, thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving. Cannot wait to celebrate with family and friends tomorrow. Looking ahead to what is a tremendous slate of football tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday. I will die on the hill that Thanksgiving is just so much better than Christmas.
Really?
I will die on that hill, yeah. Now, it's because I have the whole month.
Yes.
To where I just turn into Phil Hartman from Jingle All the Way. I'm all in. But here's the thing about Christmas, okay?
Okay.
By noon on Christmas Day, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. And it's like, now what? But you come into Thursday. This is exactly what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Okay.
I will wake up. Mm-hmm. On my HomePod, I will turn on my Christmas music playlist on my phone.
Okay.
I will probably help out my wife with some cooking.
I'd recommend that. Yeah.
I will have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on.
Okay.
I will put my little 9-month-old daughter into her little Thanksgiving outfit for the day.
Adorable. Go
ahead. And then I will spend the next 9 hours, stuffing my face and watching football.
Yep. Now I'm with you. All
and righty. Then after that, you have Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the rivalry games on Saturday. And then I get a whole other month after that.
Of just Christmas,
just Christmas music and movies and everything.
Yes.
And so, you know, obviously I understand and I certainly appreciate and I'm thankful for the reason for the Christmas season. But as far as the actual day and the events surrounding that day, now, I have not had a Christmas yet where I've had a daughter opening presents. So
yeah, that's going to – I've heard that reignites, like, some joy.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. The jury's still out there a little bit, but for now, you know, and my wife actually said, she's like, hey, so what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, you know what? I mean, I'm kind of just, I don't know about socks, but I'm kind of, you're like, yeah, I don't know. You know, let's just get stuff for the little one, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a hat or something, but, you know, I don't necessarily need much. I'm just going to have so much joy watching her. Yeah, she's going to be 9, 10 months old. She's not going to know what's going on. But
see, as
just,
you said,
just getting to sit there with her on the floor, her opening up the box for her and seeing what's inside.
Well, and then about 5 years, she's going to be hauling it into your room's hand. Dad, Santa came!
That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, as far as, like, actual days and just the events surrounding the days and going beyond. I mean, Thanksgiving is at a whole other level for me. 626 here. Now that we've established that here.
Again.
yeah. Let's get it. First, an update on the roads. Did we do traffic and weather? I don't remember.
No, in this in this segment,
right.
No,
well, it'll take quick. It'll be quick.
Yeah, luckily we don't have much to report on. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So yeah, Joe, as you said, this entire evening so far, we have had very little to focus on, especially after like the first 30 minutes of our broadcast here tonight, and it appears to be that way still. We're seeing some mild congestion here and there downtown, but that should be expected. Outside of that, there's not much to go off of, buddy.
All right, very good. Looking at the weather right now.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 56 now, overnight low tonight, 43. Texture says, hey, I was in your place last year. The wrapping paper is the best for that age. So,
yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that. I've also gotten, we talked to Tanner a couple months ago, and he said, hey, at this age, I mean, don't worry about toys because, you know, they're growing so fast. What they love and play with now, like in a month, they'll just be like, whatever. And that's probably true for, you know, 4, 5, 6 year olds. But close. That's the name of the game right now. Mm-hmm. So I will probably take him up on that advice.
Are we going to be speaking to Tanner on Black Friday?
I don't know yet. We'll find out.
Oh, really? Don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume so, but I don't know.
All right.
State headlines. The number of employees joining a federal lawsuit against Publix is growing. 18 department managers have joined the suit accusing the supermarket chain of failing to pay them for overtime. The suit was originally filed last month in Tampa by lawyers representing former assistant store managers who worked in Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee.
And the number of Floridians seeking unemployment benefits fell slightly last week. The U.S. Labor Department released the numbers today showing about 5,900 state residents filed initial claims of jobless benefits in the week ending on November 18th. That's a drop of 51.
Yeah, also, some high-tech companies will share millions of dollars from the state. Governor DeSantis announced that $28 million has been awarded to the semiconductor and chip manufacturing industries. The money is coming from the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund. He says the money will create high-demand, high-wage jobs for Floridians and strengthen local talent pipelines for businesses.
And several Florida airports are ranked among the worst airports in the nation to fly out of in 2023. The website HubScore analyzed flight delays, length of delays, security wait times, and cancellations for 100 airports in the U.S. Orlando International and Miami International are ranked second and third worst. Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International is ranked fourth overall and number one for average flight delay times.
Also, a group of students from USF suing the state. The USF chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine announced the federal lawsuit yesterday. Defendants include the governor, the college, university president, and board of trustees. The students claim they're being denied their First Amendment rights. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. A look at some national headlines when we return and previewing the Thanksgiving Day slate of NFL football. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Graham. New details being released about a temporary ceasefire deal amid the war in Gaza. Hamas set to release 50 hostages. In exchange, Israel will release 150 Palestinian prisoners. Fox's Trey Yanks is in southern Israel.
According to initial reports, three Americans will be among one of the first waves of hostages to be released. This will be a staggered release that will take place over that four-day ceasefire.
Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor now saying the exchange has been delayed till Friday. There are no known threats, but there is concern of potential terror activity ahead of tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City.
There's no additional enhancements that we are putting in place because we already had high alert.
Mayor Eric Adams weighing in. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite recent data showing a slowdown in hiring, the U.S. job market is still pretty resilient with no big increase in layoffs. The Labor Department said today that the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits tumbled last week by 24,000 to 209,000. First-time claims are viewed as a proxy for layoffs, and they remain quite low by historical standards, signaling that most Americans are enjoying job security currently. You may have turkey on your mind this week, but Popeyes today is permanently adding 5 chicken wing flavors to its menu across the country. The flavors, 3 of which are on the menu for the very first time, are honey barbecue, roasted garlic parmesan, signature hot, ghost pepper, and sweet and spicy. $5.99 for 6 pieces of any particular variety. In the pre-holiday session on Wall Street, stocks notched modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 184 points. The S&P 500 added 18, and the NASDAQ moved up 66. That's Your Money Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because it's all about food, family, and football. I also absolutely love that Dan Campbell admitted on 97.1 The Ticket that he isn't a turkey guy and stuffs his face with ham tomorrow. In my house, lasagna is the featured dish. Coach Campbell, though, better be consistent with his turkey's overrated take like I am and not be caught eating a turkey leg on camera after the Lions beat the Packers on Thursday. Keep on spreading the good word, Coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford.
Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we're going to get another check of the roads and weather. And I've been very happy tonight when it comes to these traffic updates because I've had very little to report on. And that means that people are out there staying safe. People are out there being careful this holiday season. And, of course, that's always good news. Looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not seeing a lot standing out right now. There's some spurts of minor congestion downtown, but that's not something that any of us should really bat an eye at. And some of the usual suspects that we see in the evenings, North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road, West 9 Mile Road, Caroline Street, for the most part, other than some minor issues here and there, they're looking pretty good so far.
Yeah, very cool. It's going to be even better tomorrow with your traffic updates because literally not a thing happening.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Yeah. Right now it's 56, partly cloudy. Overnight low is going to be 43. Taking a look at some national headlines today. Authorities say two adults and a girl were killed in the landslide Monday night in Alaska. Two other people, an adult and two children, are still missing. That would be three other people, not two. Another woman was rescued from a different home in the area. That landslide happening in the community of Wrangell. Measured 500 feet across, hitting three homes overall and displacing 20 to 30 people.
And the co-captain of an Alabama riverboat claims that he is not guilty after a viral brawl. Damian Pickett says he was attacked for trying to have a small boat removed in order to make way for a larger riverboat to park in its space. Now, one of the alleged attackers is charging Pickett with misdemeanor assault. Pickett appeared in court yesterday to enter his not guilty plea ahead of a late January trial.
Emergency teams in India say that they've drilled about halfway through fallen rocks to reach 41 construction workers trapped inside a collapsed mountain tunnel. The men have been stuck in the 3-mile tunnel in northern India since it caved in on November 12th. Authorities say the men are safe and are being given food and water through a pipe. Rescue teams say they've drilled through about 100 feet of rock and still have about another 100 to go before they can make a hole big enough for the workers to crawl out.
And it was 60 years ago today that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. He was seated next to former Governor John Connally, whose son says that there was no conspiracy that day.
Oh, where are you? There you are.
There just never was any evidence it was anybody other than Oswald.
John Connally III says if there was a true conspiracy, somebody would have said something by now, which is a bit too naive for my taste.
I don't know.
Can't rule it out on that. Not in my opinion.
Yep. Do we do the Charleston one, or is that the last one we got
The last one we got
here
for national.
So Charleston, South Carolina, for the first time since the 1870s, has a Republican mayor. William Cogswell, formerly a state lawmaker, defeated incumbent Democrat John Tecklenburg by about 2 percentage points during yesterday's runoff election. I would imagine that is not going to land on Tecklenburg's resume, that he was the Democratic mayor that...
He killed the streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. All right, sports. We've got the Thanksgiving Day football games tomorrow. We'll get our official predictions in here. Austin, the Lions... favored by 7.5 against the Packers.
Lions win. They cover the spread.
I agree there. That's at 11:30 on Fox.
I'm going to say 30-17, by the way.
All right. 3:30 on CBS. The Cowboys host the Commanders, the kickoff of the Red Kettle campaign. The Cowboys always show up for this one.
Yeah, they're an offensive
unless it's against rookie RG3. Or, you know, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. But it's the Commanders here, 3:30 on CBS. Dallas favored by 13.5.
I believe they cover as well. I think the Commanders will give them some trouble early. I'm going to say the Cowboys win that one 33-17.
I'm going to say the Cowboys win handily, but I'm going to say that the Commanders will cover through the back door. Really? I'm going to say 10-point win for
so
the Cowboys.
So far, I've got 30-17 and 33-17. You know what? 33-16. Let me change that. 33-16.
Okay. All right. And the nightcap on NBC, 7:20. The Seahawks hosting the 49ers. 49ers favored by a touchdown.
I'm going to say Seahawks lose, but they do. I'm going to say they keep it within seven. I'll say 28-24 San Francisco.
All right. I like it. I'm going to say that the 49ers – well, let's see. I have the 49ers defense, my fantasy team, so I'm going to say that they blow out the Seahawks and they shut them out. I'm going to say 30-3 Seahawks.
That's not a shutout. That's
a
blowout.
I know that. But nobody shuts out anybody in the NFL. That's the closest thing to a shutout there. All right. 642, health, business, and science notes today. So a move that shocked the tech industry is apparently no longer a thing, as Sam Altman is returning as the CEO of OpenAI. He was fired unexpectedly last Friday as the head of the ChatGPT company, which shocked the tech industry. And the move triggered hundreds of OpenAI employees to sign a letter threatening to leave and join Altman at Microsoft unless the company's board members resigned.
And the CDC is sharing how to safely cook your Thanksgiving turkey. It says that you should set the oven temperature to at least 325 degrees and place the completely thawed turkey in a roasting pan that is 2 to 2.5 inches deep. They also say it's important to use a food thermometer.
And we really recommend to check the temperature in three places: the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh.
When it comes to leftovers, they recommend refrigerating them at 40 degrees or colder within 2 hours of cooking to prevent food poisoning.
You also got to thaw the turkey in the fridge. We talked about that earlier this week. Can't just let it sit out on the counter. Hospitality unions in Las Vegas ratifying a new contract with MGM. The Culinary Workers Union said yesterday that thousands of union members employed by MGM Resorts had voted to ratify the new five-year contract. It covers over 25,000 workers at the Vegas resort.
And a group of House Democrats is accusing social media site X of profiting from misinformation about the Israel-Hamas war. More than two dozen lawmakers signed a letter addressed to X owner Elon Musk, claiming the site is failing to follow its own policies to stop the spread of, quote, terrorist propaganda. Meanwhile, Musk is suing the liberal media group Media Matters, claiming it presented an intentionally deceptive report about anti-Semitism on his platform.
Yeah, also Thanksgiving, possibly the busiest day of the year for plumbers, thanks to all the stuff that people try to cram down the kitchen sink.
Grandma's putting the turkey neck, you know, down the disposal, or somebody threw a bunch of oils and fats down there that cool down and coagulate.
Now, on top of the garbage disposal, there's also going to be plenty of toilet clogs, and that can get pretty stinky, of course. Plumbers are treated like superheroes, as they should be. Listen to Uncle Joe. If you're listening right now and you have to call out a plumber tomorrow, please make sure to give them a hefty tip, a plate of turkey, and a slice of pie for the road.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
6:45, another check of the roads and weather.
As we've been touching on, the common theme tonight has been not much to report on, luckily. I guess if you are on North 9th Avenue, if you're at the intersection with Airport Boulevard, I guess there's a little bit of congestion there. Also, you're going to see some if you go downtown, further down North 9th Avenue, at the intersection with East Chase Street. There's some buildups there at the moment as well.
Very good. Channel 3 First Warning weather. It's 56 degrees right now, 43 overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 60 degrees, maybe a 20% chance of a shower, 49 for the low tomorrow night. Sunshine in the forecast Friday and Saturday, but warmer temperatures as well in the mid to upper 60s, 64 Friday, 66 on Saturday. Pop culture notes today. Scream franchise star Melissa Barrera won't be in the upcoming Scream 7 because of social media posts about the Israel-Hamas war. Barrera shared posts about casualties among children in Gaza, along with video from a Philadelphia protest calling for a ceasefire over what they described as genocide.
Yeah, you got to watch what you say. And most Americans are hoping to avoid politics, appropriately enough, at the Thanksgiving dinner table. A Quinny Quinnipiac. Okay, I want to make sure I was saying that correctly. A Quinnipiac University national poll shows that more than 60% of Americans would rather not talk about the subject. On the other hand, just under 3 in every 10 said that they look forward to discussing politics this holiday. Depending on who you're around, maybe.
Yeah, depending on who you're around. I mean, if you know that you're going to be in a company of like-minded people,
yes.
I think you're fine. Not that I, you know, would want to talk politics anyway. Yeah. But, you know, yeah.
It's a tiring topic anyway, but especially when we cover it weekly. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's see. Also, what else we got? Okay, so this was, I thought, was pretty interesting here. Some people don't know what they're talking about, but there was a poll talking about a this or that style poll with Thanksgiving food. Cranberry sauce or stuffing? People that participated, 70% said stuffing. And, yes, good. That is the correct verbiage.
We're with you so far.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin or apple pie? This one was the closest one. I don't have a wrong answer here.
I'm pumpkin. I think that's more seasonal. Apple pie, you can enjoy that at any time.
Okay. I mean, I get that. I understand it. 55% said apple. 45% went with pumpkin there. Cornbread or dinner rolls?
Dinner rolls.
Very hefty. 69% said dinner rolls there. The other one that should have been 100% but wasn't, the mac and cheese or green bean casserole.
Mac and cheese. I think for Thanksgiving, mac and cheese at least.
Yeah, mac and cheese getting 72%. Another interesting one, salad or green beans. 53% said green beans. You know, I've never liked green beans.
I'm not a salad guy.
Yeah, well, I'm not a green bean guy, so give me the salad there. But, yeah, definitely some interesting ones there. For me, this is... I'm pretty simple when it comes to Thanksgiving. Give me the turkey. Give me the gravy. Give me the stuffing.
Stuffing.
Mac and cheese and bread rolls.
I'm right there with you.
That's it. That's it.
Well, and see, here's another one that may be polarizing for some people. What is the sweet spot time to eat our Thanksgiving feasts, to eat that simple Thanksgiving dinner? A new poll shows that the most common time is during the 4 to 5 p.m. hour, which the 3 p.m. hour was next. 23% of people picked the 5, 6, or 7 p.m. hours. As for the early birds, only 9% sit at the table during noon, and literally no one says that they're eating before then.
Yeah, one that has to do with just how long it takes to get everything together.
Yep.
So I understand that completely. In the past, I've been kind of like a 1 or 2 o'clock, but, you know, I'm fine with later in the day. It can't be too late because, you know, then you get into the food coma. And, you know, for our tradition, we love, we'll put on Elf, or not Elf, The Grinch. Yay. Jim Carrey The Grinch. Right. That is 23 years old, man. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can, actually.
Really? I can. It still feels new. It still feels new to me. All right, 6:50, final break for this Wednesday edition of the program. Wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Feedmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, 0 first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take one last look at the traffic and weather here tonight before we send y'all on y'all's ways into Thanksgiving. So I have not had much to report on traffic-wise, and I am very happy to be able to say that. Thank you all for staying safe. Looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not seeing a ton of congestion. If you're looking downtown, you're going to maybe experience some every now and again here and there, but nothing too crazy. And as for Pace and Milton and Santa Rosa County, we're not seeing much, even on Caroline Street. So everything's looking good so far, Joe.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, partly cloudy overnight tonight and a low of 43 degrees, mostly cloudy tomorrow. So things looking pretty good, crisp for the Thanksgiving holiday. Very much looking forward to that. Taking a look at some wacky stories here as we put a bow on the Wednesday program. Starting in Texas, a mom who pretended to be her teenage daughter and attended her school is avoiding jail time. Casey Garcia of El Paso did it to prove how easy it was to enter the campus. She's 30, her daughter's 13, and Garcia documented her day on TikTok. That obviously drew the attention of police, who ended up arresting her for trespassing. A jury handed down a guilty verdict with the sentence of 6 months probation. I understand the thought behind it. You obviously, you know,
you want to send a message.
You want your kids safe. You want the school district to be aware and say, hey, look, was not supposed to be here. I got in super easily. Probably a better way to go about doing it, of course.
Take
it doesn't involve trespassing.
Take it up with the school board. Because when the police finds out, especially through social media, they're going to be looking at you as the threat.
Yeah.
A Cleveland woman bought her first real Christmas tree, and it almost killed her. Angela Presti says that just hours after she picked up her tree, her face started to swell up and had to be rushed to the ER when she went into shock because of Christmas tree syndrome. She was allergic to the mold that can grow on the tree if it were to get wet, and she got a shot of epinephrine and is now okay, luckily.
In West Virginia, a 53-year-old man arrested for trying to kill someone for eating all the tacos.
Oh, wow.
The victim, the guy who apparently ate the tacos, was shot at but not hurt, thankfully. Police say Dale Martin saw that all the tacos were gone, became irate, went into the bedroom, and came back with a .22 semi-automatic rifle. The victim saw the gun, ran upstairs, and Dale allegedly fired several shots, hit the staircase.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Joe. I am not one to be the best at controlling my temper at times.
All right.
I don't think I'd stoop that low.
I would hope not.
But then again, hey, I haven't been taco-less with a rifle in my hand.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how upset would you be?
In this scenario, like 4, I'd be very mildly inconvenienced.
Well, you said, you didn't think you would.
I was kind of saying that, like, sarcastically,
so
obviously.
What, on a scale of 1 to 100, like, I mean, how upset would you need to be? Like, what would cause you to do something like that? So I know for future reference.
I'll put it to you this way. There's nothing you could possibly do.
No making fun of Wake Forest or the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore.
No. They are laughing stocks, and rightfully so. So I'm cool with that. And lastly, a Florida man was caught red-handed by WPLG Local 10 Miami for selling disabled parking permits online. I'm not fine with that. For $200 each, the TV station put on a sting operation. Mm-hmm. And here's how it sounded when Richie Milto was caught in the act.
All you need is an ID. That's it. Send me your ID and 200, I'll get you the handicap.
You're selling disabled permits?
As for a friend, I'm doing it.
What?
For a friend.
What you're doing is illegal. What do you say to disabled people?
I'm not selling nothing.
What do you say to disabled people today?
I'm not selling nothing. Guys, put that camera down, guys.
His story changed a couple times there. You notice that?
A little bit.
Yeah. He's like, hey, here's what you need to get in on this. And then he's like, oh, I'm just doing it for a friend. And he's like, I'm not doing it at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's all in your head.
Good news, a guy in Hinsdale, New Hampshire, named Jeffrey Holt, recently passed away at 82, lived a very simple life. He managed the mobile home park where he lived, didn't have a TV or a car. He ran errands on his riding mower. People in town were shocked to find out that when he died, he had $3.8 million in the bank. He passed away in June. His estate just got settled, and the cool part is he left all of the money to his hometown so they could invest in education, healthcare, and recreational activities.
A pilot for Delta found a kid's book at the Atlanta airport, realized it belonged to a library in Kansas, and returned it. He sent along a letter that said he's an avid reader and wanted to pay any late fees himself. He also sent the library some captain's wings to pass out to kids.
Love me some captain's wings. I wish I was still at an age where I could get them. Also, as you know, Salvation Army kicking off the Red Kettle campaign this week. They're going to be out at our local retailers. So if you're out and about, if you have some spare change, throw it in there. But they announced the first gold coin of the season. An anonymous donor at a grocery store near Chicago dropped off a South African half cougarand in a Red Kettle. It's worth about $1,200. So good job out of that anonymous donor. Austin, you have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. We'll do it live together on Friday. We'll see you then.